Are you a procrastinator? Do you feel like you can never get anything done because you're constantly sidetracked by the 1,000,001 things you need to do in any given day? If so, The Art of Procrastination, a guide to effective dawdling, lollygagging, and postponing may be just what you need. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Written by John Perry, an emeritus professor of philosophy at Stanford University, currently teaching at UC Riverside, and co-host of the nationally syndicated public radio program Philosophy Talk, this book is a lighthearted look at procrastinators, offering a very tongue-in-cheek excuse for us to put things off while still patting ourselves on the back for getting things done. I begin by telling Dr. Perry that I am the consummate procrastinator. You know what I was doing when I got your book on the art of procrastination? I was on vacation.
You were on vacation?
At the time when I got your book. And I don't take vacations. I work all the time. I never stop. And I had to force myself to take a vacation and stop. And this book really helped a whole lot.
Helped you enjoy your vacation.
Well, it gave me permission to not do so much.
When you got the book, you probably thought, oh, this is the book that's going to tell me how to quit procrastinating.
Exactly.
It doesn't really. It tells you that if you are a procrastinator, you're probably, and I'm sure this is true in your case, a structured procrastinator. You get a tremendous amount done as a way of not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I found that out about myself, and I realized I wasn't as big a schlump as I thought I was. I don't claim that procrastination is a good thing, that people who aren't procrastinators should try to become procrastinators. I just say if you are a procrastinator, you're not the annoying villain that you may think you are. You're probably a pretty effective human being.
Explain what a structured procrastinator does or is.
Being a procrastinator is not the same as being lazy. Most procrastinators I know are not lazy. They do a lot of work. The problem is they don't always work on what they're supposed to be working on. What on their to-do list is really the most important thing to do. And as a matter of fact, they're working on what they're working on as a way of not working on that. So maybe I've got papers to grade, and instead of grading the papers, you know, I read a book. Well, maybe it's a really good book for me to have read. Maybe I'll get a lecture out of it someday. Maybe I'll learn how to do something new, or maybe I clean the garage or mow the lawn. Well, those are useful things, too. So I wasn't just lazy. It's true I didn't do what I was supposed to be doing, but at least I did something else instead. And if you look through history, I think you'll find that a tremendous amount of important accomplishments were probably things that people dreamed up when they should have been working on something else.
It really is a fun book. And I know you've heard the, I was going to read it, but I kept putting it off, one-liner, at least a million times.
You're the first one that ever said that.
No, I can't be. I actually did read the book, but it took me 3 whole days because even though it's a short book, I kept putting it off.
3 days for 100 pages? That's not real brisk.
No, it really wasn't. But I must be a structured procrastinator because I'm moving all the time. I'm always doing something, not necessarily the thing that's at the top of my list, so I end up kicking myself at the end of the day.
Yeah, you're a structured procrastinator and you're probably too hard on yourself. You're probably getting a tremendous amount done, and the people around you at your station and at your home probably think you're a go-to person when something needs to be done. And as a result, even though you're a procrastinator, you keep getting more and more to do. So quit feeling bad about yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Oh, I did. Actually, I put my arm out, my shoulder out doing it because I really got a whole lot. Talk about the computer and the procrastinator, because I could really relate to that.
The computer is in a way a great benefit for the procrastinator. I mean, let's suppose that you're a student in one of my classes and you've gone home to North Carolina for a break, and you've got a paper that's due at 8 o'clock this morning. Well, it's way past 8 o'clock your time, but it's not 8 o'clock my time. So you can just hit the send button and get it to me in plenty of time. Used to be that you had to get there to FedEx a day ahead of time to meet a deadline. Now you can meet a deadline if you're in the right time zone, even after it's passed. But that's the benefit. But there's also a lot of danger because, you know, you get up in the morning, you say, I'll just go through my email and get that all done, and your first email has a link to something, and you hit that link, and there you start reading about something, and then there's another link, and you link to that, and pretty soon it's noon, and you realize, you know, you've found out a lot about a lot of different things you actually don't need to know about, and you haven't gotten very far on your email. So the computer and web surfing are kind of a rabbit hole that the procrastinator can easily fall down.
Especially if you're a journalist, because you can always legitimately rationalize that you're doing research for a story.
Yeah, who knows when Tajikistan might come up on the news, and now you've spent an hour reading about it, so,
right.
So you'll know.
Yeah,
or a crossword puzzle, you know.
I don't do crossword puzzles, because that's a hole I could never claw my way out of. Are procrastinators annoying, or do they have to be annoying? I know I'm annoying, but that could be for a completely different reason.
The worst thing you can do as a procrastinator is pretend that you're really not a procrastinator. You just have an appreciation of your own importance so that you know, people think you should be grading papers, but you really, it's much more important that you read this book by Kant, which you can then write an article on, and it'll be the 10 millionth article written on that particular article. So that's really annoying. But you don't have to be annoying. You should admit that you're a procrastinator, and you should admit that it's a flaw. But it's just not the worst flaw in the world. And if you do that, your colleagues will probably figure out something nice to say about you. And if you can get them saying nice things about you, pretty soon they'll start to believe them, then you'll be in good shape. So it's really important for procrastinators to work at not being annoying, because one of the best things a procrastinator can do is team up with a non-procrastinator. They're kind of like a human alarm clock to keep you on schedule and focused. And so you don't want to get on their nerves.
Well, I really loved this book once I got around to reading it. Thank you, John Perry, author of The Art of Procrastination, A Guide to Effective Dawdling, Lollygagging, and Postponing, for providing this very important book for all of us procrastinators. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.